This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're
So have you filled up your gas tank recently, like I did earlier yesterday, and I thought, you know, it seems a little bit more than it typically was. Well, folks, it looks like gas is on the rise again. Prices at the pump are surging once again. It's more expensive than it even was a year ago. I'm telling you, all these wonderful things that the Biden administration and the Biden campaign tell you all about. I don't know, is it materializing or does it simply exist in a world of wonderland, a world of fantasy, a world where, you know, it's a narrative world and not the actual real world where you and I have to put gasoline into our gas tanks. Well, they say, well, get an electric vehicle. Yeah, well, okay. If you can find a charger, and if it can charge up really quick, and if you can use it the same way as you might do with another gas-powered vehicle, I mean, on and on it goes. Yes, mission-specific, of course. You're going to commute 20 miles a day, and you go back and forth. Yes, of course, you might find a great use for that. But right now, it's not really going to be a viable major thing across the spectrum. That is for darn sure, folks. But what is for darn sure is we're here. It is the Wednesday edition, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And you can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. And, yes, gas prices are going up, but everything seems like it's going up. No matter what you buy at the grocery store, it just always seems that you can't walk out of there without really spending, you know, a pretty penny to fill up a grocery bag, let alone two grocery bags. This is something everybody is experiencing, of course. And by the way, folks, the program this morning here, hour number four, as we're launching into hour number four, it is the 5 o'clock hour in the East, and we hope that you're having a great morning. If you're just waking up, you're just joining us, glad to be with you. And if you're ending up your work day, if you work through the overnights in America, as we do here on this program, we hope that everything is going smoothly, but we're glad to be along with you. And by the way, at the bottom of this hour, we're going to be talking with Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860, The Answer, and then also Brandon Rimes following Patrick from, of course, the Consumer QB show, the Consumer Quarterback show, again, right here on AM 860, The Answer. So we hope that you can stay tuned for that. We're going to talk some sports. We're going to talk some real estate, some economy. And by the way, it looks like, well, some good news, housing starts jump much higher than expected, according to one story. So we'll be talking to Brandon Rimes about that. And, of course, all things sports and March Madness with Patrick Hyland. Well, folks, one of the things, of course, we've been tracking this morning is the Supreme Court, which at the time let stand the Texas law allowing law enforcement to arrest those suspected of coming across the border illegally and deporting them. And then before you could say anything, it was in fact stayed again by another federal judge. So it's, you know, more of the same, unfortunately. But what this does, though, too, folks, is it continues to point out, because, by the way, there is overwhelming support throughout the country for what Texas has been doing and has wanted to do and now has enacted by legislation to do, and that is to take up where the federal government not is simply unable to do something. It's not taking up where the federal government is just asking them to do something. It's that the federal government has, to put it in the current vernacular, ghosted the border, basically. Ghosted Texas. Ghosted the United States. Because it's the responsibility of the federal government to maintain the territorial integrity of the United States, i.e. the border. And they're simply not doing it, again, because of a political agenda that serves a purpose for the Democrat Party elite and the far left. So when the state of Texas says, well, we're going to do this, and by the way, you've seen some of the footage, of course, of the barriers, the containers and the razor wire and so forth. Well, the Biden administration hasn't stepped in yet to try to dismantle that in any meaningful way. And again, I think that's because you have this the support out there among the people of the United States, a majority, a vast majority, I believe, that do support that. But Texas, of course, trying to do something in order to protect its own security. So right now, this great story we were looking at earlier, of course, it's now come to light that there's another stay that's been put on it. But again, this is going to continue to work its way through. I think the Supreme Court, even in letting the law stand at for the short time that they did, is pretty indicative, I think, of where they might even be going with this. Because to me, my friends, the argument that's being made by Texas, and I think now on behalf of Texas, by folks like me and others, again, the federal government has ghosted us on this. So I don't think it has the right under the law to simply say, well, we're going to do what we want to do and we're not going to enforce it. And if anybody else comes in to try to enforce it, we will stop them by essentially, again, through the legal system. But it doesn't seem to be a valid argument whatsoever, does it? And again, it simply reveals more and more that this is a political agenda that has to do with the far left and their nefarious plans to upend the system, overwhelm the United States, and do all kinds of things that have one purpose, and that purpose is, of course, to keep them in power by hook or by crook, as the old saying goes. But I'll tell you what, folks, we're going to come right back by hook or by crook. And we're going to continue on with the Wednesday edition here, folks. We can see the weekend from here, but stay with us. We got a lot more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, and we have just been literally flying along all morning here, and we've been talking a lot about Israel, a lot about what's happening to Donald Trump, and this, you know, really what amounts to cruel and unusual punishment by judgment, you know, $454 million. You know, it's simply put there so that there, and I completely agree with Alan Dershowitz. This was put there so there could be no appeal, basically. So this is something that is a virtual impossibility to do. And if you can't, as Jonathan Turley talks about, you can't even get a judge to hear the next phase of this process, which would be the appeal. Well, you know, this is unconscionable in our American system. It truly, truly is. And folks, by the way, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. Well, we've got the telephone lines lighting up here in this segment. We've got Backgammon Bob giving us a call this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good morning, Kyle. This on Trump's trial up in New York and the fact that you're trying to get to 300, 400 million, 500 million, whichever it is, I guess it goes up with interest all the time.
Right.
Would seem to me that clearly violates the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution. I mean, of cruel and of excessive bail. And that should be a slam dunk as far as going, and they should be able to, that should be able to take it right to the Supreme Court to start with, or it should be.
I completely agree. I completely agree. And in fact, Jonathan Turley is talking about, you know, the courts need to step in. You know, they need to step in and do something at this point. This is completely off the rails. Even Kevin O'Leary.
And the other thing is,
go ahead.
I think that also those prosecutors up there, they need to be held in it seems to me like they've violated the law, too, these prosecutors. They need to be held in either a criminal or even to be disbarred because they're just totally violating the law, too. And it's essentially a conspiracy because they've started this to start with. They've been out to get Trump, and essentially they've perverted the law. They're using the law in ways that it doesn't even apply.
I agree entirely. Yes, Letitia James ran on that platform. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if you went and you ran on the platform that I don't know what Barack Obama did, but I'm going to find out what it was. Then we're going to prosecute him, and we're going to just have this big prosecution happen. And I will get Barack Obama if you elect me. I mean, can you imagine the outcry about something like that from the far left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as far as Texas goes, you know, in Texas, you know, they're saying, well, the courts have blocked their thing. Texas just started to say, look, y'all are acting unconstitutionally on that. We don't care what you think. We're just going to take them. We're going to hold them. And I don't think they should just stick them back over to Mexico. I think they should hold them and put them in a camp. Yeah, you know, Joe Arpaio thought, just like they did in Tech, just like they did in Arizona, stick them out in a big camp out in the middle of the desert and hold them for give them a month or two sentence so that when they come over, they know that they just, this is doing it to even if they could deport them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What good does that do? They're just going to sneak across the border again and they're just going to come right back over.
Well, I think that there is a major component here of trying to elicit the very kind of constitutional crisis that would ensue, or that is actually ensuing to one degree or another, with Texas saying, well, we're going to have to do what we have to do. But it seems like these judges, just my speculation here, that they are more than happy to lay the groundwork to cause this to come to loggerheads. The Supreme Court, for goodness sake, already said the law can stand while this progresses, and then suddenly it's off again. There seems to be a way of provoking a much larger showdown here, and that's very unfortunate.
They just got to ignore the Supreme Court. Forget about it. Texas just needs to do it. Just need to say, look, according to the Constitution, we can do this. Forget about them. Let them do what they want.
The Supreme Court had kind of put that in there, you know, had kind of gone their way. But I think, yeah, the federal judge here is what's happening. But again, there just seems to be no good reason to provoke this kind of showdown. When, again, even the majority of the American people, as I understand, are completely, you know, in favor of making sure that if the federal government's not doing its job on purpose, that, you know, it's not like, well, they have a lack of resources or stuff like that. It's that they're doing this on purpose for their own agenda.
And Mexico says, well, we're not going to take them back. Well, stick them across the border. Just stick them over here.
Yeah, Mexico doesn't get to decide that, I think. You're right. I see.
Stick them over here.
Yeah.
What are they going to do about it?
Well, it's a very, very sticky situation. There's no doubt about it.
Well, it doesn't have to be because they just need to step up and do what they can. In other words, if Mexico and these drug gangs that are causing all this trouble, they need to. U.S. just needs to be willing to go into Mexico and get them.
Well,
we went into over there in the Middle East when that country got taken over. We went into a lot of places in the past.
Well, right. I think that even more importantly right now, I mean, just securing the border because, you know, they caught that guy who was on his way to New York to build a bomb and to try to kill people. He was trained by Hezbollah. So the very fact, and see, it's so derelict in the duty of the President of the United States, and by extension, the administration, the federal government, is that knowing what even you and I know from open sourcing of the news, we know that it's a bad idea to do what they're doing, but they know much more because of the intelligence they have, and they're letting this go on. I mean, this means that, unfortunately, there will be and I want to be wrong, but, you know, the very high likelihood that there will be some kind of attack that stems from the open border.
Well, exactly right. And what happens, what about all these military-age people coming across? The Chinese could literally be shipping in a sixth column into the United States. You know what I mean by a sixth column? People that are ready at military, to take military action once if some trouble starts over there between Taiwan and all?
Well, that could have been, yeah, exactly. In other words, you're pre-positioning people, but you're not parachuting them in like Normandy or something. Yeah, you're actually sneaking them in, yeah.
Yeah, and can you imagine, forget about nuclear weapons and all that kind of stuff that conceivably could be smuggled in. They could smuggle it. A small nuke is a few hundred pounds, that's all. They could conceivably smuggle one of those in. You think they couldn't get something that weighs a couple of hundred pounds, the size of maybe an air conditioner, across the border?
Well, they smuggle people and material and fentanyl and all other kinds of stuff. But
what about a few guys with Stinger missiles and RPGs?
Well, I think what you're getting at here is very true. It's a very literally we don't know, and we don't have the ability at this time to stop all of it, or almost to stop any of it, because of the policies that are in place. And of course, also the larger issue too is that through attrition you bring in so many people that eventually just breaks the system, and that's part of the Cloward Piven strategy, basically.
Yeah, I know. Well, yep. I don't see any way to stop a lot of this. And the other thing is, once Trump gets in, I'm assuming he's going to get in, but there's no 100% because for all the people that they get away with cheating, or they manage to get so many illegals in and get them to be able to vote. There's places there that all you got to do is just say, I'm an American citizen when you sign up to vote. That's all they got. They don't make you prove nothing.
Yeah.
They just have to sign a thing that says, I am a citizen.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Backgammon and Bob, the time is flying by. We're coming out to the break, but thanks for calling. We'll talk again real soon.
All right. Bye.
Take care. Backgammon and Bob, everybody. You know, one of my favorite local restaurants, they have a sign up that says, have your photo ID ready to pick up your to-go order. You need a photo ID to get a to-go order. I'll just leave it at that. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back. We got Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone. Don't go anywhere. Don't you dare. We are coming right back.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
USA News Update. Negotiations for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are ongoing, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are working 24/7, leaning in, trying to make sure that we get the hostages so that we have a temporary ceasefire so that we can get that all-important aid into Gaza.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week as part of diplomatic efforts. Peter Navarro, a former advisor to Donald Trump, has turned himself in to begin his four-month prison term at a Miami facility Tuesday. Navarro found guilty of contempt of Congress last year. The FBI reports a continued decline in crime rates across the U.S. Recent data for the fourth quarter of 2023 indicates a 6% decrease in reported violent crime compared to the previous year. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, till one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So in Seoul, South Korea, there was evidently a bomb threat targeted at Shohei Ohtani, who's now with the Los Angeles Dodgers, of course, and they spent a long time going through the Sky Dome there in Seoul, and they didn't find anything, so that is good. But evidently, they didn't elaborate, by the way, on whatever the threat was, the specific threat was against Ohtani. But that really makes me mad. You know, yes, he was one of our angels. Yes, he went to the Dodgers, but we still love the guy. And I'll tell you, that makes me mad. But I'm glad that everything is okay and fine from what we understand. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we've got Patrick Hyland. He's host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer. Without further ado, let's say good morning to Patrick. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Yeah, they're going to start the baseball season here in about 40 minutes with the Dodgers and the Padres. Very sad. You're right, Kyle. I mean, just people are just losing it, man. I don't know, or have to make a statement or cause problems to get attention.
Yep.
Very unfortunate. Hey, the guy's just a regular human being who has a great talent to play the game of baseball. You know, someone we haven't seen in a long time to pitch and hit as well as he does.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Well, you know, that'll be put behind us pretty soon here. We'll start the season off, and should be a great baseball season. Should be a lot of fun for everybody. Should be an interesting fantasy baseball year for people who are into that. And it's a nice outlet away from life. Sports, entertainment, it's always been there for us just to enjoy after we work hard. So it's very nice to have that option. Some interesting news out in Vegas in reference to Brady, you know, going to get involved with being part owner of the Raiders. We'll see what transpires with that. They should be voting on that pretty soon. Very interesting. Kind of neat. You know, when former great players become part owners of teams, I think it's a nice thing. So, wide receiver Williams, he goes to the Jets on a one-year deal from the Chargers. Gives Aaron Rodgers another individual to throw the ball to besides Garrett Wilson. We'll see what happens next year when he comes back and, you know, hopefully he doesn't get hurt and see what the Jets can do with the upcoming season. Clemson is suing the ACC as they try to get out of their, you know, conference. Again, FSU's done it. Now Clemson's done it. It's crazy what's happening in the world of college sports, Cal. It really has.
Indeed.
It's not amateur sports anymore. I mean, let's not kid each other and let's tell it like it is. At least we can be more transparent about it. So I like that part of it. Jerry G, okay, he's going to go to the Browns, and he's going to have a three-year contract extension, leaving the Broncos. I'm curious to see what's going to happen with the Broncos. They're doing a lot of cleaning house there, a lot of getting rid of people. We'll see if they can rebuild and be a force there in the AFC West. It's going to be tough. And Justin Fields, you know, he's going to be backing up Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. We'll see how that plays up in Pittsburgh. And Kenny Pickett left Pittsburgh and went to the Philadelphia Eagles. Really funny how things have happened in free agency this year. It's just been a crazy free agent season. For the NFL, in my opinion, I haven't seen this much action ever. I think it's good, though. Let everybody have an opportunity to go where they want and make the money they want and go to the player teams who want them. So,
well,
I think it's a good idea, Cal. It's what you should be with any business. You know, I don't want to begrudge anybody for making a living and going to what's best for them and their family, because that's what has made this country great.
Well, indeed, you're absolutely right about that.
Well, the NBA, we're getting really to the nitty gritty now, Cal. I mean, we're, you know, almost 70 games in. They play 82, so we're looking at a couple more weeks, and the playoff structure will come in full force. The Celtics are looking real good, and the Milwaukee Bucks are trying to make it happen. And the Cleveland Cavaliers, without LeBron James, are a force to be reckoned with this year, which is kind of nice to see for all the friends and family up there in Cleveland. And the fans are great fans in Cleveland, Cal. People don't realize they really support the Cavaliers and the Guardians and the Browns. So very nice to see. And the people in New York now, they have the Knicks to root in. It's been a lot of years. And so in Florida, the Orlando Magic, the Knicks are in fourth place and the Magic are in fifth. So we'll see if they can finish out the next couple weeks strong and make the playoffs and see if they make a push. And then out in your neck of the woods, the Lakers are just barely hanging in there with 37 wins. They're going to have to get to about 43, I believe, to get a playoff position. So they're going to have their work cut out with them.
We shall see.
So that's what's going on in the world of basketball and hockey. Same thing, Kyle. They're getting really to the nitty gritty of it now. All right, you got the Bruins looking real good, and then down in South Florida, the Florida Panthers have been real good the last couple of years. Could this be the year the Panthers win a Stanley Cup? You know, the Lightning have done it. It's just amazing. The Florida teams for hockey are doing wonderful. Who would have thunk it? I think it's cool.
Well, that's right. You know, yeah, it is very cool. Yeah. It is kind of neat. And even in Las Vegas, I mean, you've got, you know, these places don't seem like quote unquote hockey towns are, you know, but in these days it doesn't really matter because you can create the hockey rink and all the everything that you could possibly need and just go for it.
Exactly. That's what it's supposed to be. New York Rangers, they're looking good. So if the people of New York, you know, can have something to root in, man. They have the Rangers and the Knicks. So that's going to make it interesting. And then you said it perfectly. I mean, they're still hanging in there. Let's see what can happen with the Golden Knights, Vegas, L.A. Kings. They're in the hunt, too. You know, you don't think of those, as you said, as hockey teams. Bounds.
Yeah.
But God bless them. I think it's great. Fans are starting to really enjoy the game all around. And that's what sports is all about. Just enjoy it. Have fun with it. Keep up with your teams. It was, you know, something to talk about at the water cooler. You know, we talk about politics. We talk about sports. Kyle, that's pretty much what us guys do, you know, on a daily basis. It's a fun conversation, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's what, you know, it's exciting and enlightening, and everybody has their views, and it's fun if you talk about it intelligently and come up with objective ideas. I don't care if it's sports, business, or politics. If you really break it down, you can see what makes more sense than not. Okay, you might not like it, but at the end of the day, it has to make sense or it's not going to make dollars. And it's kind of funny. The reason I say that is just it's how life is in business. You know, when I meet with people and discuss things with them, if it doesn't make sense, it's going to cost them dollars. And if they don't listen and investigate and research and we work things out together, they're going to, you know, suffer down the road in retirement financially or even, you know, mentally and physically. And that's never a good place to be. It's not the people fail as much as they don't plan. Okay, if you don't plan, you're going to fail.
Right.
That's where I come into play. Just love to talk to you. Love to be of help. My name's Patrick Hyland. You hear me on Cal's show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can easily give me a phone call. It's 813-966-1052. And as I like to say, you have nothing to lose, everything to gain. Get a second set of eyes. Get another person's voice on your situation. See what's best for you. And, you know, several times, Cal, people are in a good position. And we just become friends. And I go, right now, you're good. Down the road, we'll talk and see if I can be your agent. So
very
God bless you, Cal. Have a great week of Friday. And see you soon, man. Thanks.
Hey, thank you, Patrick. God bless. Yes, we will talk again on Friday. Looking forward to it. Patrick Hyland, everybody, host of the Sports Zone. He's also the insurance quarterback. We're going to talk to the consumer quarterback when we come back from this short break. Brandon Rhymes is going to be with us. Stay right there, everybody. Wednesday edition continues.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We've got a lot more to talk about as we continue through this Wednesday edition of the program. And I tell you what, we've got Brandon Rimes. He's host of the Consumer Quarterback Show right here on AM 860. The Answer, you can hear him from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Times, Monday through Friday, right here on AM 860. Brandon Rimes, the Consumer QB, and we've got him right here, right now. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Oh, of course. Well, appreciate you so very much, Brandon. And, you know, I always look forward to our chats here on Wednesday mornings right here at this time. And, you know, there's a lot going on right now in the real estate game. That is for sure. We noticed, of course, that there was this big story having to do with real estate commissions. But I think the National Association of Realtors has come out and said, you know, these commissions are always negotiable. There is no fixed rate, right, for a commission.
Right, yeah. It's a Marxist movement, Kyle. It's very frustrating because it's all they're going to do is they're hurting. They're going to hurt the low-income voter buyers, the black, brown, blue-collar workers. Those are going to be the ones hurt the most, the first-time buyers. But, you know, you can't blame the left anytime they want to try to interrupt the power structure. And what better power structure to interrupt than a real estate transaction. The 6% would be typically equally split from a buyer agent and a selling, a listing agent, okay? And this movement is nothing more than another Marxist leftist movement. And unfortunately, they got a settlement and they had a sympathetic jury, I guess. I didn't really dig into the details and each argument around it. I'm just looking from a 10,000 foot view. And to me, it's straight up Marxism again.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, one of the things about real estate professionals is that in this day and age, you know, there are so many things that go on in a real estate transaction to purchase a house. So many disclosures, so many pitfalls, you know, the list just goes on and on and on. And well, there's a reason why you have pros who are very good at what they do. And yes, they get compensated for that kind of thing. But in other words, why would you not want the most professional person to come in and do the job? Because, you know, you don't want to get sued years down the line because of some technicality or some other thing that, quote, wasn't disclosed or wasn't done just right in your real estate deal. It's not worth it.
Yeah, you know, clouds on title, issues with negotiations. There's a lot that goes into saving a transaction or keeping a transaction together. There's a lot of moving parts, and unfortunately, this lawsuit, is a step in the wrong direction. It's going to hurt the first time buyers, the lower income buyers, and it's going to be interesting to see how it actually plays out. I think it's also a movement that's going to benefit some of the online big boys, hedge funds. It's going to benefit some of those companies as well, because they're going to, swoop in and spend all their advertising dollars to basically commend what happened and, oh yeah, why do you need a realtor in the first place? So that's my opinion on it. It's very frustrating. Mm-hmm. And, the percentages that are split through the buying side and the listing side, it helps facilitate that transaction. It helps ensure that both parties are protected, that the seller is going to be protected. The buyer agent is going to be working their butts off too, because a lot of times they're showing 10, 15, 20 homes before the buyers are able to get a contract accepted or negotiate a fair deal in their, in their eyes.
Is in the state of Florida, can you have dual agency as long as it's disclosed, basically, to the buyer and the seller?
You can.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in that case,
you can be a transaction broker.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that case, of course, there's compensation on both ends of that deal then as well.
And essentially what you're doing is you're working to facilitate the transaction, not to the detriment of either party. You're just simply making sure that the both parties get you're essentially in the middle, relaying information, relaying counteroffers, and your loyalty lies to the transaction, not as a single agent. Typically a single agent has a higher fiduciary capacity to either side, whichever side of the transaction that they're representing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, I appreciate what you're saying there. But let's turn here real quick in the time we have here. Looks like housing starts actually rose considerably in February, about 10.7%. It's the largest since May of last year, evidently. So where do you think this fits into the overall issue of people? They're still not wanting to make any changes unless they'd have to, I guess, because they don't want to give up their low interest home loans, basically.
Yeah, housing starts creeped up, and that's good because we need more inventory. We've been talking about low inventory for a long time. The question is going to be affordability. What's the affordability factor there? Another tip in relating to home construction is to make sure you get your home inspected by your own independent home inspector. Don't just trust the builder that they're going to do a good job. That's another great tip. We see a lot of issues potentially, especially when they're building them so fast. You ever drive into these communities, you'll see one home after another right next door to each other going up almost like a Henry Ford assembly line. But the problem is they're under strict budgets and they're making sure that things are done quickly. So you want to make sure you have your own independent home inspector.
That's very good advice, because certainly then down the line, you know, what if it's 10 years down the line and then suddenly then there's a construction defect that's realized, you know, somebody takes down some drywall or something like that, or, you know, they yeah. find something that, you know, might have been found a lot easier much earlier on, and then you've got a problem. Sometimes these builders, they might even be in business at some point.
Yeah, before the drywall goes up, that's an important inspection. You want to make sure the plumbing's proper, the electrical, they have the plates, the metal plates in the right areas. There's things you want to do before they dry it in, before they rough it in. So there's different types of inspections throughout the process. But yeah, that's a big tip there. But yeah, it's good news. You know, we need more inventory. I saw an interesting stat too, Kyle. International buyers. It's 1 in 5 international transactions happens in Florida, and about half of those happen in South Florida, meaning the Miami metro. Second on that list is Orlando. Third is Tampa Bay. And then it goes down into Fort Myers area, down south. But, it's interesting, you know, when you look at where the folks are coming from. And I believe it was, Venezuela was one of the highest up on the list, Colombia. It was interesting to see. I don't have the stats right in front of me, but yeah, international sales are still strong in Florida as well as other parts of the country.
I think, was it you who was mentioning to me before, there are some other creative, for lack of a better term, creative ways for people to do financing or be able to buy a house, even with these very high interest rates. Is that really the case still, or you know, or is everybody just waiting for the Fed, basically?
Well, yeah, you can utilize the owner's, the seller's equity. You can utilize the seller's equity to buy down the rate. And a lot of sellers now, even though it's low inventory in a lot of markets, it's kind of an interesting dichotomy, because you have a situation where there's low inventory, but you also have a record number of price improvements, meaning price reductions coming up. So you have more negotiation power as a buyer than you might think. So it's a great time to get into the market. It's a great time to leverage and utilize the negotiation strengths of your realtor as well. So yeah, it's still a good time. People can get in, and we'd love to help them if they're thinking about buying, selling, or investing. We can help you nationwide. We work with Keller Williams Realty, the number one real estate company in the world by far. And my wife, Lindsay, and I own a team based here in South Florida in Tampa Bay. But we have worldwide resources, can help you in any state, any country, and we'd love to do that, you know, buying, selling, or investing. Make sure you work with a great realtor for sure.
Indeed, yes. Yeah. So how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, I can be reached directly on my cell. I've got a cell number at 813-917-1894, and I'm Brandon Rimes, Keller Williams Realty, also host of the Consumer Quarterback Show, 813-917-1894, and our website is consumerqb.com, consumerqb.com, and you can email me right through the website as well if you have any questions.
Wonderful. Hey, Brandon, it's great to talk with you, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a great rest of the week. Take care.
Likewise, Kyle. Be blessed, brother.
You too. Take care. All right, folks, we're out of here for today. We're back tomorrow, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.